Audie Cornish, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is away. Coming up, we'll talk about the significance of this week's appointment of Jose Gomez as the new Archbishop of the Los Angeles Archdiocese. That's in Faith Matters. But first, Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens announced that he would be retiring from the court this summer. He's 89, the court's oldest member and the court's most liberal judge. Stevens joined the court in 1975. His resignation allows President Obama to have another opportunity to reshape the High Court. Joining us to talk more about Stevens' impact as a justice and the confirmation battle to come is Eva Rodriguez, an editorial writer for The Washington Post who has covered the Supreme Court. Eva, welcome.
Hi.
So start by talking about Stevens' tenure on the court. One of the longest running members, 35 years.
Right. By the end of this term, he will have been the second longest serving justice in the history of the court, second only to Justice Douglas. And over that 35-four decade tenure, he has consistently been among the most liberal justices. Now, let's remember that the definition of liberal tends to change over time,
right?
But especially over the last, let's say, 10 years, he has been sort of the leader of the quote-unquote liberal wing of the court. He has written or been in the majority in favor of such things as gay rights, legal rights for Guantanamo detainees, the authority of the federal government to regulate climate change. He's been against gun rights and the death penalty. So he's been a consistent, smart, ethical, liberal voice on the court.
And what does the timing of this retirement mean for the Obama administration?
Well, I think that if I were the president, I think this is a good thing. It comes early, relatively early. It gives him plenty of time to sort of mull his choices out there, and plenty of time to allow Republicans and others who may be skeptical about a president's choice to research the choice and to actually have confirmation hearings to ensure that the court has a full complement of justices come October when it starts its work again.
And Justice Stevens has been hinting for a while at this retirement, so maybe it's not too early to talk about possible candidates?
Yeah, no, actually, Justice Stevens within the last month has given some pretty candid, unusual interviews where he has essentially said his only decision was whether to retire this term or next, but there was no question that he would retire while President Obama was still in office. But even before then, folks who follow the court have been speculating about this possible vacancy. And so in the course of that kind of discussion, three sort of leading candidates to replace Justice Stevens have come to the surface. One is the current Solicitor General, the top lawyer for the government before the court, Elena Kagan, former dean of Harvard Law School. She, by the way, was considered last time around when President Obama chose Sonia Sotomayor to fill the vacancy then.
And we've also heard earlier in our show about the idea of federal judges such as Merrick Garland or Diane Wood.
Yeah, no, exactly. Merrick Garland is a very smart Clinton appointee who is middle of the road, really, on most issues, who sits in Washington, and Diane Wood, who I think is a little bit left of Garland, but not far from that, who is a sitting federal appeals court judge in Chicago. So those are sort of the three names. Now, the question to keep in mind, though, is whether President Obama is going to again tap a sitting federal judge. There are lots of folks, especially on the left, who would love to see him sort of break that mold and choose a politician or choose someone from a different who's not on a court right now to sort of bring fresh perspective to the court.
And there's also been a lot of discussion about the faith makeup for the court. The majority are Catholic, and we may see that come into play later as well. Eva Rodriguez, thank you so much for talking with us.
Sure, my pleasure.
Eva Rodriguez is an editorial writer for The Washington Post, and she joined us by phone from her Washington office.